Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Charlie Metro. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro takes first base on ball four. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover bunts towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Metro moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Curtwright moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson strikes out. There goes Appling. The throw from Richards to Hoover, and Appling is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth moves to second. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Bloodworth moves to third. Richards moves to second. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Metro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth scores. Richards moves to third. White moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bill Swift now pitching. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richards scores. White scores. Metro moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball towards center. Tucker catches it and throws to third to double up Metro. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hoover moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metro takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Metro moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Metro scores. Hoover moves to third. It's 5-1, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metro. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Hodgen moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodgen scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York hits a pop-up towards the mound. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Metro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Metro moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metro scores. Hoover moves to third. It's 7-2, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoover scores. One out. It's 8-2, Tigers. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. Ross moves to second. It's 9-2, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Curtwright moves to second. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Curtwright scores. Appling moves to third. It's 9-3, Tigers. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling scores. Hodgson moves to second. One out. It's 9-4, Tigers. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Moose Salters pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Turner now catching. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Richards takes first base on ball four. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White is hit by the pitch. Richards moves to second. Joe Wood pinch runs for Hal White. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Richards moves to third. Wood moves to second. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoover bunts towards the mound. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Richards scores. Wood moves to third. 2 outs. It's 10-4, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wood scores. It's 11-4, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Jimmy Grant pinch hits for Bill Swift. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gorsica covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a pop-up towards third. Hodgen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York moves to second. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York scores. Bloodworth moves to second. It's 12-4. Tigers. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kurt Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Wright moves to second. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kurt Wright moves to third. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Wakefield strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metro. QL reaches second base with a double. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a fly ball into center field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. Moses strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.